tasks to do.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you to put your garden to bed, to solve some of the problems you probably have this year, so that you can correct them for the future, and to help you with the holidays and with maybe some good tropical plant ideas if you're looking for a perfect gift for a new or a good gardener, or someone that's been doing it for a long time. Give us a call. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Joyce from New Hampshire with a question about fuchsias.
Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have I was given a fuchsia, hanging fuchsia, which was beautiful all summer, but of course it had to be brought in. It was the very last snow that we got. It wasn't much. It was like warm snows. And anyway, it's in my sunroom, and I'm not sure. Should I be cutting this back? It's got new leaves coming out and stuff. I mean, it still isn't as beautiful as it was when it was outside because of the conditions in the house. But I keep my house pretty much at 62, so it never gets terribly warm. But it's been about 3 weeks now, and all the leaves that were under the snow have kind of fallen off. But the rest is starting to get new leaves, and there's still a couple blossoms on it. So just checking.
Yeah. What I always recommend that people do, if you're going to bring in geraniums or fuchsias or any of your summer-blooming plants, what's going to happen is your days are shorter. The intensity of the light is not as bright as it was earlier in the season. And the plant will stretch and become taller. So what I do when I bring in my plants and put them on the windowsill, I cut them back anywheres from a third to 50%. And then I give them a good drink of a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or something like that. If you're the type of gardener that's busy and you forget to feed them as often as you should, get some Osmocote pellets. It's a time-release food, and every time you water the plant, it gets fed. So cut it back by a third to 50%. Give it a nice-looking shape and feed it, and you're going to be totally amazed at how much new growth will come out from that plant. Now, spin the plant so that the side that faces the window this week will face inside the house next week. If you have force hot air heat, you know, the air that's blown into your room, the one thing that really helps is if you can put that plant on a tray in like a plastic saucer, fill it halfway with stones or gravel, and set the plant on top of the stones. And try and get into the routine that, you know, two or three times a week, if you can do it every day, that's even better. You could add some water to the saucer up to the bottom of the pot. And during the day, the water will evaporate. And that will help to add humidity to the air. and your plants will do a lot better. So you give that a try, and it will do a great job for you. Thank you, and a good question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lillian from Rhode Island with a question about magnolia trees.
Magnolia trees this morning.
Hello.
Hi, how can we help you with your magnolias?
Well, I have a huge magnolia tree, and at one time we had grass growing all under it and around it, and over the years, about 15 of them, the tree naturally has gotten quite bigger, and nothing seems to grow underneath this tree, so I have mud, and I'm wondering what I can plant under there that will make it look nice and get rid of the mud.
Sure. Okay. The first thing I would do to make it easier for you to mow is the area that is all muddy, I would put down a good inch for now, and you can do this right now, of just regular pine bark mulch. And you can go to your local garden center, buy it in bags. It'd be fairly easy for you to lift. And spread the mulch, making a nice circle. And that will keep the mud down for now. Excuse me. In April, early May, then you can plant a ground cover in there. You could plant myrtle, which will have a beautiful blue flower, and it will stay green all winter, and it will spread. You can plant pachysandra, which will grow a little bit taller, and it does have a white flower. Or you can plant English ivy, and that will stay green all winter long also. But for now, just to keep the mud down until the snow comes, I would just get regular everyday pine bark mulch. You can get it fairly inexpensive at most garden centers. Put it down a good inch thick, and if you want to make it a fancy shape or a kidney shape designed, then you can do that. And then maybe in the spring you can put a bird bath there. You can put a statue of St. Francis or, you know, something like that to create interest, like a little island. But start with the mulch and then put some ground covers. If you don't want to put down ground covers, in the spring you can plant hosta. And hosta will give you beautiful, colorful foliage all summer long. Give that a try. Tom, who's next? Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about seeds.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your seeds this morning?
Yes, hi, Paul. I've been ordering vegetable seeds from several large American seed companies for years, and over the past several years, I've noticed that the seeds from these companies, the seed packages, are stamped with, you know, supplied from China or supplied from Taiwan or supplied from India. And I'm not entirely comfortable with this because I know seeds can carry diseases outside the seed and inside the seed. So my question is, you know, should I be concerned about these foreign vegetable seeds?
Well, first thing is no plant can come into this country without going through government inspections before they leave the country. So that the government will go into their production area and they will check them out before they shipped to the U.S. The other thing that you can do is you can go to smaller companies. Now, in Maine, we have a company called Johnny Select. And Johnny Select Seed is in Albion, Maine. And he grows all of his own seeds. and that way you wouldn't have to worry. But the government inspects everything. They have set standards as far as germinating percentage, quality of plants. So what happens is when the seeds are ready to be shipped, the seeds, they will take samples in every 50-pound bags or whatever weight that they ship the seeds. A sample is taken. The seeds are planted. And they have to have a percentage that will germinate that meets the regulations for the country. If the seeds don't germinate to the standards, they are not allowed to be shipped into the country. And they are also tested for disease. But if you go to the local small companies that do like organically grown seeds, they're all local. But I know here in Maine, the best is Johnny Select Seeds, and they're in Albion, Maine. Give them a try.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We have plenty of time to answer all of your gardening questions. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from New Hampshire with a question about hydrangeas.
Sue, good morning. How can we help you with your plants today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just ducky. I have a quick question about the endless summer variety of the hydrangea, knowing that the flowers come on old and new wood. The question is pruning. Pruning in the fall, pruning in the spring, when, how much?
Okay.
Can I prune mine way down? It's gotten really big.
If you're going to do some pruning, wait until we get to the end of March, beginning of April. The reason is the plant's gone dormant right now. The leaves have come off.
Yep.
And if you make a cut and you prune it back, you're going to have an open wound all winter long. And when the wind blows, it's going to pull moisture out of that cut that you made, which means that it's going to dry out and die back even more. And so if you can wait until late March, early April, by then the ground's warming up, the plant's beginning to wake up, the moisture that's stored in the roots will start to move up to the top of the plant, and it will have a positive effect. As far as the amount of pruning, it depends on the height that you want. I know a couple years ago, I was on Cape Cod, and they had a lot of rain, and the hydrangeas had just grown to be like 4 feet tall. And then when the blooms came on them, they became top-heavy, and they all fell over. So you look at the plant, and you say to yourself, okay, I want you to only grow 3 feet tall. So cut it back to like 2.5 feet to give you some room for future growth, and just nip all of the tips of the branches, and that will encourage it to become thicker and fuller. And the fuller and thicker a plant is, the branches tend to brace each other to better hold the flowers straight up rather than have a few branches that are tall and skinny. They have no support, and they flop over. So the thicker, the fuller, the more support the plant has. But definitely wait until early April to do that pruning. And at that time, feed them with a rhododendron and azalea fertilizer, something like Holytone, because they do like it to be more on the acidic side, and they'll do very, very well for you. For now, if you're really open, you're getting a lot of wind, a lot of sun, something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on the fold, on the twigs and on the buds makes a big, big difference in preventing them from drying out during the winter months. You give that a try, it's going to make a big difference in the quality of your garden in July and August of next year. Go to the website. We always put information, and very soon we have a brand new website. We have a lot of information on there. We're still working on it. And eventually we're going to be able to hook up the newsletter to the website so that if you want to get information on hydrangea, you'll be able to go on the website, type in hydrangea, and the information will come to you from our archive. But if you want to get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. Click on newsletter, put in your email address, and it's free every single Thursday. The archives are there for the past 2.5 years. So there's a lot of information in there, and it's all free for you to get information on. You can take a look at the pictures of our wreaths. If you want to get information about our trip to the Chelsea Flower Show, it's there, and you can check all the links. And you can also see a video of what last year's flower show looked like. So check it out. PaulParent.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze-Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Cape Cod with a question about moss.
Hey, Chris, from beautiful Cape Cod. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Good. I have, three questions. One is I have some strawberry plants in a container, in small containers. I want to see if I can get them to last till next year. Some mums in containers. And then when I was taking the leaves off the roof and cleaning the gutters yesterday, I noticed moss on my roof, and then I noticed some green also on the shingles. So I was wondering what I could do about that.
Okay. On your strawberries and on your mums, as soon as you see that they've pretty much died back for the year and they're looking really tired, put them in an unheated building, a tool shed, a garage. If you don't have a garage or a tool shed and you've got a porch or a deck, put them up against the house underneath the deck for the winter where they're going to be sheltered. And if it's really windy there, just cover them with some pine needles, and they'll do very, very well. But they need to get sheltered. Like your average nursery, when they put their plants away for the year, they take all the plants, they lay them on their side, they put them pot to pot, and then they cover them with a white plastic so that they don't get real hot. And they do very well. So that's what you're going to do. Now, the moss on your roof and the green film on your house, go to your local garden center or hardware store And you want a product called Wet and Forget. And Wet and Forget is a product that was discovered in Australia and New Zealand, in that area. And it's a natural product. You apply it with like a pressurized pump can, and you spray your building with it. You spray your roof with it, and it will kill it. The moss will break apart and come off, and your house will look like it's just been freshly painted. And the Wet and Forget will control the moss for one entire year. It's something that I have personally used. I have unbelievable success with it, and I really, really like it. But it's called Wet and Forget. If you're going to use it, you're going to have to do it pretty quick because your weather's getting cold. So at this point, I may wait until spring to do it. If you've got a lot of it, you may want to try it. Now, if you're going to be applying it to the roof, put a piece of plastic or a tarp over the shrubbery so that when it comes off the roof, it's not going to fall on your plant material. Spray the roof, let it drip. Pull the tops off or the plastic. Take your garden hose, water down all of your shrubbery to remove any Wet and Forget that may get on it, and you should be all set. But you can use Wet and Forget on concrete, vinyl, wood, plastic, all surfaces, and it really does a great job. Good questions. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about a passion flower.
Good morning, Barbara. How can we help you out with your passion flower today?
Good morning. Well, I have a passion flower and a mandevilla, and I did both in pots, and I put them out for the summer, and the passion flower never bloomed, and it was okay. And then the mandevilla started to bloom late, and it's still blooming now, and I brought it in, and it's still blooming. And the passion flower, since I brought it in, it hasn't flowered, but it's growing like a weed. What should I do? Should I let them die back? Or, you know, should I stop watering them, or should I keep them going as long as I can?
Okay, the first thing is, passion flower is a plant that requires a lot of heat and a lot of sun. It's a tropical vine with the most incredible flowers that you have ever seen. They like to be fed often. So in the future, make sure that it's in full hot sun all day long. And what I would do, if you can keep it alive during the winter, in late March, early April, repot it into a larger container, at least 2 inches larger in size.
Oh, okay.
Put some Osmocote fertilizer in it and get into the routine of feeding that plant every 2 weeks, and it will do fine. But I'd be willing to bet that the size pot that it's in is too small, and maybe it didn't get enough sunshine. But if it's in a hanging basket and you're hanging it from the eave of your porch, it's getting shade part of the day. It will do a lot better right in the middle of your porch or your deck or your patio where it gets sun, blazing sun all day, and it will bloom. But give it a good size container, and it will do that. Now, if you put it in the basement, it's going to die. So it's something that you're going to have to keep alive throughout the winter months. So what I would do now, cut it back by about 25%, just so that it doesn't get too big and take over the whole room, and keep it in front of a brightly lit window, a sliding glass door, or something like that. Feed it monthly during the winter, and then in the spring, increase it to twice a month, and when the threat of frost is over, put it out, okay? And on your mandevilla, it's in bloom, and it will continue to bloom till about Christmas. After Christmas, the flowering will stop. Cut it back by a third to 50%. It will make new growth, but it will not flower again until May or even early June because the days are too short. Again, you can't put it in the cellar and say, I'll see you next year. You've got to keep it alive during the winter months for the best results. And they will do real, real well for you. But that passion flower, say to yourself, Caribbean, Miami. You know, it's a hot, hot, sun-loving vine. And if it got pot day shade, that's the reason. And it needs a big pot to do really, really good for you. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about hostas.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your hosta today?
Good morning. I'd like to find out when I can relocate the hosta plant, and I'd also like to know when I should plant maiden grass.
Okay. Your hosta can be dug and relocated probably in late March, early April. Usually what I do is I wait until I see them beginning to poke out of the ground. If it's not visible. But when your shoots are about an inch tall, dig up the clump, and if you've got, you know, 10, 15, 20 shoots, at that time you can pull it apart and make two clumps, you know, condition the soil with some compost and manure and things, and plant it, and that plant will double its size. But right now, it's too late. If you try and dig it now and move it, you know, it's almost December. The plants are not going to grow, and you could end up losing them. So give it some time, and then move it at that point, and they'll do real, real well for you. Hostas are tough plants, and they can be divided and moved even during June, July, August, September. But it's almost December, and that time is just too late to divide a hosta plant. Okay, so give it some time. And in the spring, you'll be ready to go. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Mass with a question about daylilies.
Hi, Donna. How can we help you with the daylilies today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm just wondering if is it too late to subdivide my daylilies? And I also wanted to know when is a good time to prune butterfly bushes.
Okay. Butterfly bush, don't touch it now. Wait until the spring. The reason is, the butterfly bush has gone dormant, and if you cut it, it won't make a scab sealing where you made the cut, and that's going to give you a lot of dieback. So do your pruning in early April. You can cut it back by 50% if you want, and that at that point, you'll be all set and ready to go. So leave it alone. You'll be in good shape. Daylilies are tough, and just like we were talking about the hosta, if you want to dig them up, pot them, and put them in an unheated building, no problem. But to dig them now, divide them, and replant them, the ground is getting cold, and the plant isn't growing. And if we have a wet winter with a lot of rain, a lot of ice, you could lose them. So I would leave them there late March, early April, when you start to see signs of little shoots coming out of the ground about an inch or more. Dig them up, pull them apart, divide them, replant them, and you'll be ready to go. For now, I don't like to move anything because you have to say to yourself, it's almost December. I know the weather is nice. We were 64 degrees where I live in Kennebunk, Maine. I mean, that's unheard of at this time of the year. I'm not complaining. I'll take it because the furnace didn't run all day. I loved it. But to try and move plants now, they're just not going to do anything. So just in case we have a winter without a lot of snow, with a lot of wind, a lot of sun, you could have damage. Hold off until next year and don't prune anything unless you have to. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge.
If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th, so call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Mass with a question about cacti.
Donna, good morning. How can we help you with the cactus this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I killed my cactus. I mean, not with a gun or, nothing like that. I got two black thumbs, and my children refuse to get me any kind of plant that I can grow. I'm handicapped. I live in a handicapped place, and I want to know, is there anything that, like, I can grow in my home?
Sure. How about windows, Donna? Do you have windows that get plenty of light?
I have three windows in my living room, and that's it until I get to my bedroom.
Okay. But they get some decent sunlight coming in?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Then I would suggest that you try English ivy.
English ivy.
English ivy is a real easy plant for you to take care of. Swedish ivy.
Oh, I like that name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful plant. It's a nice, and it will cascade over, and it flowers once a year, little purpley-white flowers on them.
Oh.
And... how about spider plant? A spider plant is real easy, and that's, I'm sure you can grow a spider plant.
I don't know. I never had one.
Okay, well, those are three plants that I know you can grow. And what I would do is put that on your Christmas list and say, Mom would like to try the following plants. English ivy, Swedish ivy, and a spider plant. Those are easy to take care of, and they should be grown in any home as long as you have a window to put the plant on it. There's no major insects. There's no major diseases. They're easy to take care of. You basically take your index finger, push it into the pot about a knuckle or two deep. If it's moist, leave it alone. You fertilize it once a month during the winter, and by the time you get to April, you're going to look at your right thumb, and it's going to start to turn green. And that's going to say that, Donna, you are now becoming a gardener. Okay? So on your Christmas list, English ivy, spider plant, and Swedish ivy. Those are plants that you should be able to grow in your home. Great question. And ask Santa. Tom, I think we can get one more call in.
We have Bob from Mass next with a question about strawberries.
Hey, Bob, good morning. How can we help you with your strawberries today?
Good morning, Paul. About 3 years ago, I bought some ever-bearing strawberries and planted them on the south side of my greenhouse. Got about a 4-foot by 16-foot area. Well, the first year I didn't get anything. Last year I got quite a few strawberries, but this last summer it was just unbelievable. They started in the spring and just kept going to the end of October. Problem is this now turned into a ground cover, and they found their way into the greenhouse, and it's really getting out of control. Just wondering how I might be able to bring them back into rain.
Okay, what you want to do in late March, early April, once they start to make their first leaves, what I want you to do is to go in your garden, bring a regular garden trowel, and dig out the best looking plants that you have in your green, in that planting bed. And figure you're going to put the strawberries about a foot apart and a foot apart between rows. So go in there, dig out all the best plants, put them off to one side, and then just pull everything else out, recondition your soil, replant, and you'll be ready to go. I want you to have a great week. Enjoy the weather. And if we can help you with a fresh wreath, give us a call or go to the internet, and we'll ship them out for you tomorrow.